I can't sleep. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Shimo, 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 shimo. Okay, this is a 6.5 hour video that keeps getting recommended to me. It's titled The Decay of Sam and Cat. I've never seen Sam and Cat, but this video is everywhere. I can't escape it. So I've been watching it. I sent it to Nami. It's 6.5 hours long. Hi, kitty. It's not time to feed you yet. Get off of me. Get off of me. It's not time to eat yet. It's not time to eat yet. Don't look at me like that. I'm not feeding you 2 hours early. I'm not doing it. You can't make me. So anyway, this is what I'm watching. I figured you could watch with me if you want. Go sleep. The cats will wake you in 2 hours. They're already here, aren't you? Why are you judging me? He's judging me. That's all he does. Hurry. Don't lick my screen. Go. Go. Get. Go on. Get. You have 2 hours. Jump. Okay, I'm going to play it.
On the people. And it's the greatest thing I've ever seen, and Jerry Trainer plays the Kool-Aid Man. Now, it shouldn't count because it's a voice-only thing, but I love this episode. It's so stupid.
Apparently, there's a whole cinematic crossover universe.
Okay, so the way we've basically been sorting this segment, I started thinking
that... Hi, everybody! Hi.
And then I worked my way down to the
characters, the
actors that are.
Is it too loud?
And both of these actors, who you'll know, like, have a connection. Both of these actors have five characters in the
Whoa.
In the show.
Hi.
They introduced this character. His name, I cannot remember.
The whole cinematic universe. No, it's not time to eat yet. Get out. I'm gonna close my door. I'm going to close my door. It's not time to eat yet. Okay? It's not time to eat yet. Can't a girl just watch long deep dive videos with zero context in peace? Can I not do that? I'm scratching his chin. Can I not do that? Can you please just leave me to watch my... absurdly long videos in peace, please. Oh, who's that little child? Hi, Salio.
This is why Miranda Crossroads, at the same time, appeared on Zoe 101 and Unfabulous as two brand new characters that never showed up again.
We have boxes for those.
Man, the amount of time that must have been spent making this, like, doing all of this, it's so absurd. I don't know, I love deep dives. Everyone's so, oh, there's someone in a, there's someone in a maid costume doing Gundam style.
Miranda Cosgrove has four characters in universe, and that's just when the pilot of iCarly airs. And by the end of the series, of course, we have to accept that Miranda Cosgrove is a confirmed real person in universe. Then on iCarly,
Miranda Cosgrove is separate from Carly.
That's explained.
as we find out that Sam has a twin sister. And they decide to switch things up again by making another doppelganger.
Why aren't you in a makeup suit right now? Because I'm in pajamas. Because I woke up and for some reason I can't get back to sleep. So I'm awake and my very first instinct was, well, I guess I better keep watching this. Ugh. I'll probably cook breakfast in a little bit. I'm actually pretty hungry. I want to cook breakfast. I want to stretch. I want to get my schedule done for the week. Plan my donut-thon. I want to go to the gym if I can. I have so much to do. What shows are in-universe? Seriously, be all of effort this video is. No, I can't sleep. I'm too awake. I'm too awake. And I'm hungry. SpongeBob, like, is SpongeBob SquarePants, like, real? SpongeBob's a real person, you guys. This video is insane! Oh man, I know it's too early, but I'm so hungry. I think I'm getting cooked breakfast soon. Oh, is that good? SpongeBob's real! Did you guys ever watch Invader Zim? I know that's like a favorite of some people. Invader Zim. I've never seen it. I love seeing all of these people so invested. The Kool-Aid Man is part of the Nickelodeon cinematic universe.
So are you, when you talk about, did you see the Wahoo Punch Bro?
You never seen it?
this is Wahoo Punch Bro. Wait, okay, Kool-Aid Man comes over with Iron.
You watch it, so hi Kool-Aid. Hi. Not a ton? Oh. Yeah, I think. I mean, it looks okay. I've just never. It's like it's too late. If I've never seen it, I don't want to see it now. Hi. Maybe I'll go back to sleep. But not now. You also can't sleep? Must be something in the water. No, I'm not feeding you. Get your paw off of me. This is why I don't let you sleep in here. Get off of me. He's literally on my shoulder. Get off of me, cat. No, don't get closer. That's not what I'm saying. Did you want to say something to the sun rays? Do you want to say something to the sun rays listening right now? Don't rub against it. Stop. Don't look at me. Don't look at my face. What the heck, Rena? Hi. Oh, you're just purring. Can you hear him purring? I have to. You're being very extra right now. I don't appreciate it. He's purring so loud. Hi. Thank you. That's my eye. Yes, you are sniffing my eye. You're sniffing my eye. I can't move to get the remote to pause the video because he's on my shoulder. Stop sniffing me! Can I get past you really quick? One second. Purr louder. Purr louder. There you go. There you go, your meatball. Do you hear it? Purr louder. Louder for the people in the back. Oh no, I have to sneeze. Okay, I pet you. Can you get off me now? Can you get off of me now? Thank you. I'm not feeding you. Leave me alone. If I feed you now, you're gonna want to eat dinner at like 3. I'm not doing it. Hi, I'm not letting you force me. No, go. I'm gonna kick you out. I will kick you out. You're probably why I can't sleep. Babu got up and started shaking and scratching, and that woke me up because her cone makes like a ton of noise. So that woke me up. So I'm sure that that's probably because you were walking all over her, wasn't it? Some cats will bite. Nah, my meatballs don't bite. They very rarely bite. They're very well behaved. They're actually pretty good because when I was cat sitting, I might have to cat sit again soon. Oh, that's my best friend. She's like, her and her mom were going on a trip. So my parents were like, oh, I guess we'll have to watch them too. But when I was cat sitting, I really saw how much better behaved my cats are. Maybe it's because I'm able to, like, be with them all day, you know? Or usually, most days anyway, if I'm not leaving the house for demon duties. My kitties are great. But they're just annoying. I just can't get them to stop, like, harassing me. I feed them at the same times every day because I know that pets need consistency, right? But it doesn't seem to help. You should get kitties. Except for waking up. Yeah, that's the thing. I can't seem to. Because when they wake me up, like if they start scratching my door or my parents' door, if I get up to spray them for it, they're already gone. And then tracking them down is such a hassle. It's such a hassle to do. No, it's not breakfast time yet. It's not breakfast time yet. If you're coming here to meow in my face, I'm going to kick you out too. I'm going to kick you out too if you're here to meow in my face. The both of you. We're not doing this. We're not. Give me 1 second. 1 second! I'm back. Meow. Yeah, you heard the meow. Meow louder too. The cats are so dominant. Meow, 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 meow. I should start doing that. Why did I think of that? Just meow them louder. That's a cute meow. It's the annoyed meow. Why you not feed me? They have quite a wide range too. They go from meow to meow meow. Like, that's just so funny. Cats are so cute when they're not the bane of my existence, you know? Pretty nice. Okay, I'm gonna play this video again.
Segment first of all by giving a very
Ohio to
the University at Buffalo for
the yeah, one of my meatballs bikes. As well as to my he goes for helping me it's so together. Cute.
Secondly, I would like to say
sorry, I thought I heard Babu. Babu, he's prowling the halls. They probably went to go bug her because I won't feed them. It's so funny.
And basically what I'm trying to get at is that if you are someone...
What are you watching? I'm watching a 6.5-hour video deep dive on a show I've never watched. The show's... It's called The Decay of Salmon Cat. I know Salmon Cat was a thing, but like I've never watched it. So I don't, I'm just kind of here for the memes, I guess. I do that though. I'll watch like absurdly long videos. I just love like watching those kinds of like critiquing videos. I don't know. I know it's probably like, it's like, wow, what a waste of time, right? But I'll have it on while I'm doing other stuff like demon duties and everything. Or preparing for stream. But yeah, it's so long. I'm halfway through. Whatever floats your goat, you mean floats your goat.
With inviting people to be guests at conventions, I would like it if you invited me to be a guest at your convention. Because for 100% of the conventions that I've appeared at, I went to that convention because I was invited. Because I sent an email because somebody on the staff said, hey, we're reaching out to people to come and, you know, be a guest at this convention. Would you like to come?
Yeah. It's okay. I forgive you.
But it doesn't work. Because if you email someone, for like interactive sessions I can do as an audience, and hopefully next time I'll have a little bit of a better mic setup. But yeah, like I'd love to go out across America and do a bunch more of these conventions, and maybe even Canada, who knows.
This video is so long, I'm gonna wash my face. we have time. Get my slippers on.
Same shared universe implicit explanation.
Okay. So, turns out, if you are fridge, we're going to lift your ice cream contest. Be patient. Yeah. Wait, that's a face? Immersion broken. You guys are dumb.
Now, the first time I watched that scene, that
stoic
figure in the background had absolutely...
My TV's so loud, I hope I didn't wake up anybody.
I would come to identify him by several names. Paul, that guy that lives in the city for some reason, and most importantly, Woody. Woody is, of course, a character that played the first time on iCarly before Sam and Cat recalled that all of his parents were the same character.
Brush your hair, brush your hair, brush your hair, brush your hair,
that all of this is by this actor,
Woody, Woody,
the same
guy. I'm so sorry for your immersion. No, your demon. She has cheeks on her face. Unthinkable. Inconceivable.
To answer that question, we must return once again to the Pinboard set. Last time we were here,
do you guys have a morning routine? What's your morning routine? My morning routine is try not to die.
You love him, Woody. So before we get into analyzing this character,
and hair apparently. I know! Oh! Unbelievable!
Because of this, to someone less acquainted with these emails, they might seem like nothing more than a long string
gosh, are we twins? Yeah, we're so similar.
But it is my job as the fan theorist to come up with different possible explanations for how this could all still make sense. So with all of those fundamentals out of the way, this is my Woody timeline. So the earliest appearance of Woody...
Hey, watch my face. Washing your face should always be part of your morning routine. Aren't you guys watching? Keep up. Come on. What's going on? On the show, what's going on? Tell me. What's going on? Do 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 do. You should brush your teeth like at least twice a day. I'd be terrified of getting cavities or something. I hear cavities really hurt. So I'm very paranoid about it. I was him a cat. Wow, you've been paying attention. I don't want cavities.
His name is Woody. This name is then carried over to Sam and Cat, where the character directly references the events of both episodes.
I mean, something's gotta give, right? We can't always be 100% all the time. Well, that's okay. I'm definitely not 100% all the time.
Is that Paul and Woody are actually the same character going by different names, because here we see referencing Paul's origin.
Don't go to school, kids! Didn't he be saying the opposite?
Obviously, have different names.
Yeah. Has made work-life balance is hard.
Extremely contentious in the Nickelodeon sitcom community. To quote the Sam and Cat Wiki, he states in the episode that he was a DJ.
Did he really bear down for midterms? Bear down for midterms.
I date Sam and Freddy. However, this
the thing about cavities that hurts is if you have more than one, like a bagel. Oh, gosh. So, a cavity by itself, does it hurt? I thought a cavity would hurt. Kiss you from Raina's dreams?
But that's important. It's important to have your life balanced, right? Oh, I do miss having all my somebody's around me, have engagements and things to do. You know? I understand. That's makes some time together even more special, right? Right? Archaeology is so cool!
This character, who is calling himself Paul, is very obviously an adult and is trying to pick up a character who is canonically under 18. He is a predator. The question isn't why would he use a fake name, the question is why would he use his real name?
Oh my gosh, finance. I mean, props to people who do finance. I could never. I can barely add. Let alone anything else.
Nice. Morning routine done. Let's try to find Babu. Wait, shh, be quiet. We're gonna go find Babu. Babu! 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 There she is! Hi, Boo Boo! Hi. What are you doing all the way over here? Did they wake you up and now you're hiding? Go away. You did this to her. Go. Go. Get. Go. No. Where's the spot? Where's your spot? Let me find the spot. I can't find her. You know the spot that makes, like, dogs kick? Well, hellhounds are a lot the same. Where's your spot? Let me find it! I can't find it. 1 second. How long was that? How long was our Twitter space today? Do you remember? Let me see. Morning routine done. And now I go back to bed. At least I don't feel like I feel better. I just don't like staying in bed when I feel like I should be doing stuff. That's my problem. I'm like, oh. I could really be doing something else right now. How dare I lay in bed How dare I lay here when there's a million things to do? How? Babu gets bullied, yeah. But my meatballs literally go around and like smack her. Ooh, Wayna's haunting you. I'm gonna take over your device. Okay, I'm gonna play the video some more. I think I missed some, but it's okay. It's okay. We have 2 hours left.
Gibby does decide on a phone case.
Wait, I didn't bring any money.
You only get 30% of it? Great. You don't need me to explain. You've got it then. You think you understand? Yeah, what do you think? A phone case and money and then screaming. Sigoy, you really did catch everything. Wow, I can't believe you're actually listening. There aren't many people here, so I hope that you guys are doing laundry. Maybe you're at work, or maybe you're in bed too. And if you are, make sure that this is some nice white noise for you to listen to. Not make sure, I'm sure. You're also in bed? Nice. Yay.
That's what I'm trying to say. None of what I'm about to say makes any sense because this doesn't fit at all. And I'm going to have to jump through some incredible hoops just to try and make this stuff make sense. But, you know, whatever. Let's just get it. Which was posted roughly around this cameo is after Jason appeared in Victorious, but before he appeared in iCarly as Paul by a good few months. However, I think it is really quickly worth pointing out that when it comes to the slap.com, I take the release dates very literally. I think when a video comes out, that basically means the events of
Kyu Young Lu Yu
could have taken place like roughly around that
time. Are you playing on the mic? No. The mic just picks up everything. I can't help it. I think it, literally you can hear everything. Oh no, I feel like I'm gonna fall back asleep. No. It keeps cutting the audio. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, hi, Heidi. Hi.
So in my head, there's always like kind of a weird lag where I feel like iCarly is always like 6 months before it's planning to be, but Victorious is kind of when it's aired, you know what I mean? But none of this matters. So in Jason's first cameo on the slap.com, all we are told about his character.
I don't want to go to sleep.
And that Jade hates him. That's all the information that we are given.
I hate this guy. Seriously? I hate this guy.
Huge.
I hate him.
And yeah, that's the entire thing. Now, to me, the real hurdle to get over when talking about this character is not only that he's consistently shown to know Jade, is that whenever we see him around Jade, he's...
No, I'm hanging out with you guys right now. I don't want to go.
Which is weird. And basically, like, it's not just about explaining who this character is. It's about trying to figure out what context he would exist in, where he would be in Jade's bedroom all the time. In my Victorious videos, I very much presented the fan theory I immediately came up with as to why this would make sense.
What have you guys been up to? How was your weekend? What'd you do?
For instance, let's just say, off the top of my head,
I do insist. I insist very much. I'll probably go back to sleep soon. Maybe. Ew, boo, homework, no. Okay. Alright, so, seems like I'm getting drowsy again. I washed my face, thinking it would help me stay awake, but I'm falling asleep pretty fast. So, I think I'm gonna go back to bed. But, I'll do another Twitter space. X space, squitter, squid, whatever. I'll do another space in a few hours since I'm awake and I fed the meatballs and, like, cooking and stuff. I want to eat right now, but I probably shouldn't. So I'm just gonna go back to sleep. I mean, I do have a very busy day today, actually. It's pretty busy. It's pretty hectic. And I have to get my schedule done. But because it's so busy, I guess that means I should get more rest. So I'm gonna go to bed. Thanks for hanging out with me. Mwah. I hope that you are having a great day. I hope that you're being productive, and I hope that work's going okay, or school's going okay, or life's going okay. Remember that you're super loved and cared about. And I'll be back later, okay? Try not to miss me too much. If you miss me at all. But I hope you do. Because I'll miss you. You refuse to call it X. Well, yeah, it doesn't really roll off the tongue very well. Squeezers, X-Space. SpaceX. That's why you did it! Alright, I love you guys. I love you. I love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I won't delete this one. Merry Quimble. Bye-bye.